Hey, I'm Drew.
And I'm Eileen. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.
Download an audiobook
for free
with a 30-day free trial.
That's right. Just visit audibletrial.com/AOIS21. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
That's right. You heard it here. You heard it now.
Faux free. Welcome to Two Girls, One Joint. I'm your host, Eileen Vega.
And I'm Drew Vincent.
Thanks for tuning in, where we like to shoot the shit,
smoke the weed,
and keep it real. What up, bitches?
Hey, yo.
Yo, you got me here, your girl Eileen.
And your girl Drew.
And we back for another month of some Two Girls, One Jointage. And it's pretty good. It's pretty good. We already got a little bit high.
You ran a little bit high? I'm pretty high.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were sitting here talking because, like, we always do. And we started talking about, like, our vaginas and things that pleasure our vaginas, you know. Just as shooting the shit.
Smoking the weed.
Keeping it real. Talking about vaginas. Anyway. Same old. Same old, same old. But, yeah. We were talking about, we weren't sure what to name this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a couple ideas because we were talking about a lot of things in the same vein.
Is that funny?
It's like a dick vein.
A dick vein.
Makes it funny. If it can be associated with dicks, it's funny.
Okay, anyway, sorry. Focus. Oh, yeah.
So the thing, I mean, it was all sex-related things. Things like using vibrators and masturbatory things.
Just so I thought a cool name would be Good Vibrations.
Yep. And then that's pretty much
had a good one.
What did I say? Oh, yeah, because we were talking about good vibrations for vibrators, and for masturbatory, other category is, I'm feeling myself.
Yeah, that's what I think. I don't know.
So, this episode is either called Good Vibrations, or I'm feeling myself.
Or we could call it masturbatory
things.
Masturbatory things.
It's sort of like, if you have a multiple choice question, it's like vibrator, porn, other masturbatory things.
It was funny because we were talking about it because, come on, you guys, like, everybody wanks sometimes. I call it wanking, even though I'm wanking. Not literally wanking because I don't have a dick.
I call it jerking off.
You call it jerking off, and even though you're not jerking anything.
You're rubbing one out.
I call it rubbing one out.
Yeah, that's good. But yeah, I don't know why. I don't really like to say masturbate.
Yeah, that's too scientific.
But it's just, I don't know, like, you know, people don't like the word moist. I think that's stupid. Like, I think that word's fine, but I guess it's fine. Like, I mean, I'm open. If people don't like the word, I get it. Cool. I'm just like that, but I think that's a fine word. But I'm not into masturbate. I don't mind jerk off and rub one out.
I'm into that.
Yeah. Well, I think I don't mind the word. Like, when other people say it, it's fine. I just don't like to say, like,
you don't call
when
it...
I was masturbating.
No,
like, I don't like to
you know
say
why?
Like,
you know why?
It's cringy. I'd rather be like, I think it's because your pussy is a palace and you just want to call it something nice. Like, jerking off? Jerking my palace pussy. Actually, I kind of like that.
Yeah, oh my God.
Jerking the palace
pussy. Oh my God, get your t-shirts on Amazon, guys. Jerking the palace pussy.
Yeah.
What were you doing for Sunday? Well, jerking the palace pussy. Ooh.
Yo, this is a
this is cool flavor. Ice. This little blueberry something something.
There's like a blueberry flavored joint wrapping paper.
Yeah,
and it tastes quite good.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cool.
Good find. Yeah, good find. Oh man, I don't know why I thought of this as you handed it to me, and I was like, blueberry's nice, but you know what doesn't smell nice? When you try and smoke right after you masturbated because your hand doesn't smell like that. You're like, here's my hand of puss.
I don't know if I've ever really experienced that.
No, well, la-di-da, you and your pristine palate.
No, I'm not saying I haven't smelled my hand, but not, like, I don't think I've ever gone so straight from jerking the pussy palace to smoking a blunt, so, like... I don't know. I guess I've
Well, it could be also when you're scratching your face and you're like, oh, I need to wash my
Yeah,
hands.
We've all been there.
Moving the hair out of your face after your orgasm. You're like, oh. So, yeah, I think we jerk off in very different ways, you and I.
Mm-hmm. We do. We were discussing that today.
Yeah, because I'm very porn-oriented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have never jerked off to porn, I guess.
Never?
I don't
have
think
you
so.
Ever? Oh, my God. That's you're really, gonna use that in a game
I
one day.
I should use it in a... Duh, I should definitely use it. Never have I ever. Yeah,
but that's shocking. I was impressed when you said that. Like, I was like...
I'm shocked myself. Like, saying it out loud, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I'm actually kind of upset. Like, I think I'm gonna go watch porn and jerk off to it.
What kind of porn?
I don't know. That's why I need you to help.
You should
help
type
us
in.
Out.
You should type in "bitches be tripping."
I know what that means now.
Yeah, I demonstrated it with the scissor fingers.
I did not know tripping was
so.
Scissoring.
Here's how I jerk off. This is going to sound very strange.
Go
Isn't
for
that
it.
How you want to hear everyone's anecdotes start?
Yeah, this is how I jerk off.
It's going to be very strange. So, I am, like many good old Americans, a fan of the porn. I'm a consumer of the porn. I type in www.pornhub.com and I let one rip, right?
It's good imagery. Great. Like, let it rip, not in farting, somehow in masturbating.
Masturbatory. Letting it rip. So I get on Pornhub, and it depends on my mood, but there's several porns I'm very fond of. Some outdoor. Mm-hmm. I like the kinds where the dude pays the chick in, like, Czechoslovakia, and they go in the forest. Or they go
that
in, like,
cool.
They go under a bridge or something. It's always like, did they really approach this Czechoslovakia girl? And you're like, no, they didn't. They totally vetted her. I'm pretty sure this was planned. But
yeah,
it's
all planned.
Sometimes I like to watch, like, parties where a woman's taking, like, a train of dicks, and mm-hmm. she has, like, four dicks in her body at once, and I always just clap my hands and go, you're more of a woman than I'll ever be, and then, you know.
Yeah.
And touch myself a little bit. And then, like, there's also the, what are the other ones? Sometimes I just type in giant dick, tiny pussy.
Oh, wow. I can see, I mean, I don't want it to be, like, too much of a discrepancy.
I do.
Like, pretty big dick would be good, and, like, pretty toit, you know? That would be good. I'd like that. Well, so we have actually watched porn together.
Yeah.
Though, so, of course, like,
the funny thing
as, like, friends, but not in a sexual way.
Not in a sexual way. No, but, so I'll watch porn,
so
and
this is why
it's weird. Like, I bet up to now you're like, what? That sounds, like, kind of normal. But actually, I jerk off for, like, a minute, and then I'm good.
And you come?
I don't know. I don't think so. I totally don't.
Yeah.
I think penetration makes me come, but I can get, like, a little fatigued, and then I go, like, okay, I'm good. But so maybe I am coming, because I feel, like, done after, like, 90 seconds.
It's
it doesn't take that much of hand humping.
Yeah, it's probably just a different sort of orgasm, like a lull baby one.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
So, yeah, we've watched porn together, though. But we
yeah, no,
because
I was
going
to say, when you were saying different categories of porn, I wanted to be, like, big, hairy, bush 70s porn. Basically, because that was that one.
Oh, my God. We used to host porn,
that we saw.
Porn nights. They were amazing.
And it doesn't sound as
sexy.
Or it wasn't as sexy.
Yeah, it was like, let's make crepes and watch porn and play drinking games, and every time they say a corny line, we're gonna drink and then eat more crepes.
Yeah, and it was fun.
It was fun. We hosted them, like,
we
fortnightly,
eat pizza, or we do crepes. Yeah, there and was... it was always friends only, and we did have, like, a no getting weird rule, like, no trying to, like, hook up. But it was all just, like, our little group of friends, so nobody did.
Yeah, some of our friends came over and they were mad uncomfortable, and it was
so
funny.
That's, I mean, that's what he did.
Oh my God, yeah, it was better because, like, we had a friend who was just like, oh my God, I don't want to look directly into the screen, oh my God, oh my God, and we were like, girl, It's yeah. you have one.
Yeah.
She has one. Drink. Yeah. I mean, every time you see a vagina, drink. That's the game.
Yeah. I'm just like realizing that I'm such a rare specimen for not drinking just, off to porn.
You just don't even get stimulated by porn.
But yeah, I do. Yeah. Oh. I do. I like it. I think like whenever
or, like
I
you're not seeking stimulation just, from porn,
like,
I feel.
It's literally like I'm super into sex. Like I'm in, like when I've seen porn, just like porn night, I'm like, oh cool, like I kind of like it. It literally is because it has never occurred to me to look so, it up, like because I always
so what just, do you do how does
I just rub it out and
how does Juju do it? So what well, do you do? You just like lay back and you close your eyes or
I guess because it's usually like when I'm going to bed or in the morning.
What do you do? Like, do you always think about something, or sometimes just you just mindlessly rub it?
It starts with mindlessly rubbing it, and then you start thinking of stuff, and then and just finish.
How long does it take you to finish?
A long time.
Because like, do you ever just go like, I give up?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Not all the time. Like usually, like I pretty much do finish, but when I the times that I don't is when I'm really sleepy. So I play the game. It's like, can you come before you fall asleep?
But then do you wake up with your hands in the morning?
Well, never thought about it.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. Wow, that sounds
yeah,
like
I mean also
sometimes I would
long
do it.
It takes is highly dependent on I don't know, like if I recently just did mm-hmm. Or
well, you're like a dude.
Yeah, I do. I
he's like, I just came. I'm gonna do it again.
I masturbate a pretty good amount. Yeah,
that's good.
Well,
I'm proud of
because,
you.
your boyfriend was just here. Yeah, and he was like, "Oh, so you just use imagination?"
Yeah.
And
he's
I was
so
like,
impressed.
He was "Yeah." Like, he was like, "Cool." And
cool,
I was like,
"Respect."
And I was like, "I never really thought of it that way." But I think I will say I've seen porn. And I'm pretty sure I've, like, thought then about the porn that I saw.
And, later.
Like, while
maybe
I
was, you've retroactively jerked off to porn.
Yeah, I have retroactively jerked off to porn.
I've definitely retroactively jerked off to porn. I'll be honest, though. Like, I do it. I'm, like, going on a trip, and I'm going to be in a hotel by myself soon. And, you know, all I could think about was how excited I was to just watch porn all night. I was like, awesome. I'm gonna masturbate all over this one-star hotel.
That's awesome.
And I'm gonna watch, like, the biggest, ugliest dick just plow through this tiny little girl.
Sounds dope.
Well, consensually, so, I hope. Like,
consensually, yeah. Well, you know, some people like fucked up porn, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's, you know, to each
I've
their
dabbled.
Own.
I've, yeah. like, looked at them before, but I've been like,
porn.
Oh, no, I'm okay with, like, if I'm in a really romantic mood, maybe I'll watch a Nubel film.
Oh, yeah.
The one with a, like, really nice, like, sort of lovemaky.
Oh, really? So here's the thing. I watched, when I was dating my ex, he watched a lot of porn, and I think he kind of tried to hide it from me at first, but I mean, he never like lied, like he. But I think he undersold how much he liked to watch porn. But anyway, so over
the
course
guys are trying to like,
yeah, but I didn't care. I was like, whatever.
Their dirty little secret. Everyone wants their dirty little secret.
Yeah, and so over the course of our relationship, you know, he talked a little more about it, and at one point we had enough of a conversation. I was like, I would watch it. It's cool, and he was like, let me just show you some. Just, like, random stuff. Like, it won't have to be, like, a sexy watching porn thing, but I'll just show you some vids. He showed me one thing, and this is not something he pointed out that he gets off to, but it was, like, a big man in a panda suit.
What?
With a big black plastic dick. Huge. And, like, this you know, lol dang lady. And just getting plowed by the panda with this big black panda
dick.
Oh, it was
a fake dick?
Yeah, it was fake.
Oh, I don't like fake dick.
But it was like a silly,
but it was just like,
was
a,
just
were
like,
you just giggling watching it? Were you
yeah,
like,
it was
oh
really
dear
funny.
God.
In fact, I'm pretty, yeah, so then he was like, okay. And I was like, yeah, I'm open. Like, so the thing is, I'm very open. So I would have been down to watch porn and have sex to it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I can't imagine myself saying no to something like
yeah.
that. So he probably was too scared to ever ask. But then when he did, he wanted to, like, make me feel safe. And, like, he showed me the most pathetic, boring porn. video, and he admitted it was bad too. He like clicked it, and it's like trying. This like, you know, young blonde, light pink panties, and like the dude, and he's like gently rubbing like outside of her panties, and like really delicate, and I'm like, this is horrible. Like, I was like, I'm uncomfortable.
Where's the?
I would much rather him like rip the panties off and like go for eat her. It. Like,
yeah,
I'd feel weird. I was like, it's kind of just like weird watching it. And he said that there are more romantic ones, like you mentioned, yeah, that are better and sexier. But that one was
that's pretty. You have to be in the mood for those. Actually, it's kind of funny that you mentioned it, because I had a conversation with my boyfriend like kind of recently, because I get like almost sort of weird about my I just want to like sit in the room and watch Porn Interrupted, or I want to sit here and rub one down on the couch while he's playing Tekken or whatever.
Yeah,
but like he's like, why are you being so secretive about it? And I'm like, well, I've never seen you jerk off to your porn, and I know you watch porn. And he's like, oh yeah, like I want you to like watch me watch porn. And then he like paused and he realized he was like, oh, okay, yeah, now I get it. No, it's like, yeah, I just, I don't know. I'm a little bit, and maybe that's
you
why
don't
you're
watch it together.
No, I think like once or twice we have, but then I just sort of rolled over and started watching it. But it's like, you know,
I like that you have it separated. You're like, yo, this is for me.
This is for me. That's maybe that's what your
this
ex
is
was
mommy's
like.
Porn.
That's what maybe that's what your ex was like. Maybe he was like,
he wanted it just by himself.
Yeah.
Because he did. He kept it pretty secret.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I use digital things. The good vibrations conversation came up because you're telling me about some of your fun experiments with vibrators. But yeah, I've only experimented with vibrators like a couple times, but not like by myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's always like,
oh, see, that's one of my goals. I really want someone to use a vibrator on me. I think that would be super
cool. Girl, I could do it.
Okay.
Okay.
How about we can just get the one my friend has? It's like a back massager vibrator.
Oh, the Hitachi.
Yeah. So it's like, you just like put it on. I think that would be like low sexual. So we could
low
do that
sexual.
With each other. Like, it's not like, you know, one of those like G-spot buzzers, you know, you have to like penetrate your friend, you don't want to do that, but you know, we to go boop boop.
Man,
which
like,
we kind of have done.
I
not on our vaginas.
Oh yeah, we have done with like the electric shock thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
cute. We didn't even think of that when we thought of this episode.
Yeah, but I have it like laying on the ground.
Sorry.
Laying on the ground next to my bed. I've like used it like once and then never put it back in the box. But it's nice. It's cool. I think it scares my boyfriend a little.
Really?
But it has
it's
like
not that
it's really
harsh.
Just these little light electric shocks that you put to your nipples.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very fashionable.
It's very fashionable.
It's very high
very
fashion.
Nice.
Very high fashion.
Yeah, and it's like a kind of like a staticky feeling more than like an actual zap.
Yeah, it's
and
not like
it's
an electrocution.
Like, actually, it's technically marketed as like something for like circulation. Like you rub it on your skin just to help with your circulation.
Actually, yeah, it's just
that's what it's technically marketed as. But you can zap boobs, zap your nipples,
and your clitoris,
and your clit. I actually did use it with my ex.
On your clit?
Pretty good amount. No, like on just
oh, you
things.
Said a good amount? Oh,
yeah.
I thought you.
I
never knew
it,
you guys used it that much.
Yeah, he like did my nips, and then one time he like zapped my clit, and it was a little too high for me, like, and I was like, oh, just like, no,
just a slight yelp.
But I actually used, so there's like different things, so you know the nipple thing was like small and whatever.
Yeah.
They also had one that was sort of more like flat and wide.
Yeah.
And I put that on his balls.
Oh, and he liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you leave it on there, or was it a quick zap?
I would, like, rub him with it.
And he was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna do this.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't
it's
know.
A good
I don't
idea.
Know. My boyfriend might be like, oh, my God, please.
No, put it on the low setting. It's just, like, you can barely feel anything on the low setting.
You think that'll affect his, like, potency? Will it kill semen?
Maybe.
To electrocute his balls?
I don't know. We should look that up.
We should try it. That was, I'm not sad about that outfit.
Yeah.
Kill means I could be more reckless.
No, I think you're reckless enough. Just enough. Just enough. North of enough.
So true.
Yeah, but I've done, like, other toys, but in, like, more of, like, a sex club setting.
Mm-hmm.
For, like, masturbatory purposes.
But in front of a bunch of people.
Well, yeah,
or some people.
Some people.
So what was your favorite toy that you used at the sex club?
The Sibian.
Oh, nice.
Sibian.
Bonanza.
Is that okay. The one? What's that one doing?
It's the one that's basically like a saddle with a strap on in the middle that you can like control the settings of like spin and pulse. And,
nice.
And so you sit on top of it like you're riding a horse and you put the thingy inside of you. And it's like,
nice.
But yeah, I used it once at a sex club, and it was really weird because there was this woman like spanking me, while I was doing it, and I was like, it's okay, like my back is to her, I don't really like find her attractive, but I really like the sensation of getting hit while this is going on.
Whoa, nice.
Yeah, she had a bunch of different tools too. She had like one thing that she didn't hit me with, but I liked it. It was like almost like a broom of like palm tree leaves or something that she just stroked me with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then she came back with like a flog, and then she had like a little whip, and then she had like a little stick, and
oh, nice,
and all those things. But anyway, like then this all the while there's a dude on like a knob, and he can like turn it a certain way, and it'll either rotate inside of me or it'll go up and down, and then like
so he just he's in control of what it does.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It was cool. It was very cool. A lot of people start gathering around because what tends to happen at those kinds of clubs is like when you're in the midst of something, somebody like, will just like walk up and be like, holy shit. It's like that, you know, car crash syndrome. Except for it's not a car crash, it's a fat girl riding a Sibian.
And I can imagine you were loud.
Yeah.
How do I put this delicately?
I'm sure you weren't subtle with your penetration. This place has had like crazy toys.
Yeah, I would like to go check one out. I've still never been to one.
Yeah, but you have done like cool stuff.
Some cool stuff.
What other like toys did you guys experiment with?
Well, I don't know.
Or, like, thingies.
We had,
like a cock ring, I
think. Yeah. Well, the cock rings never worked.
I've never had a working cock ring.
A million times we tried it.
So many times.
I really liked the theory and the idea, so I worked and worked for it to work, but it never worked. But what we did get, it was, like, made out of that, like, jelliness or whatever, and it was, like, a little ring with a vibrator on top of it. And
so you use it as like a finger. Oh, we got it. Didn't we get that at the Museum of Sex?
Wasn't it a store in New York?
Maybe it was a store in New York.
It was like a little sex store in New York.
Because I got one too.
We were all there.
We were all there. And like I got one that I ended up using with a guy. And I liked the vibrator part. Like, I don't think the gel thing that went around his dick did anything for him, but it was cool to have the vibrator part.
Yeah. Well, this was, like, for your finger. So we tried the dick one, and it didn't work.
Oh, there's
one. One is, like, a finger thing. And so, like, actually, one time, he, like, when we were driving up in Maine, he, like, fingered me while he was driving. Because I had this pair of, like,
so cool
tights or pants that had, like, a huge gaping hole in the vagina. And so he'd be, like, finger me through it.
He was like, I love it when you wear those pants, baby.
Yeah, it was. It was actually kind of like our sexy pants.
It's a special day. Like, oh my god, it must be a special occasion. You're wearing your whole pants.
I wore them a lot. I mean, you know how it takes me a long time to throw away old clothes? Like, they were my jeans. So.
Oh my god.
And then there's like, yeah.
I've tried a lot
of my tights have holes in them. I do not take care of my clothes very well. But I did throw away those pants eventually. Eventually the hole got too big that I couldn't. It was small. No one knew.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then it got big enough that I was like, I can't walk around with a visible hole in the vagina.
Or can you? No.
Well, you can try.
You can, perhaps.
You can, but should you?
Well, if you want to get fingered on the freeway.
Well, And I did. And I had my time.
You had your time. That time. But then that time passed. Yeah. Now those.
You know, someday, you know, there's a lot of tights. There's days where, you know, you're wearing a dress, no tights. So there were other opportunities to get fingered. I had to throw the pants away.
I was fingered. I've been fingered in a car a number of times.
I always enjoyed it.
Like a good car seat finger bang.
Yeah. What's not to like?
I see, that's the thing. And I think to go back to like the original description of how I masturbate, which is like really sad and pathetic, where I watch like a minute of porn. So I have to like get really quick. I have to like forward all the way to the POE, the point of entry is what I like to call it. Because I like to see the moment that the dick goes in the pussy.
Yeah, that is the best moment.
The best moment. POE, fast forward. There should be like a commenter on everything that says POE 10:39, like, you know, or it's 2 minutes and 15 seconds. It could be me, but I have to make an account. That's then we're going down a road. Then I'd have to admit I have problems.
Yeah, as long as you don't have an account.
But like I don't even like finger myself. I just like sort of literally rub it, like rub one out. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm not the only weird one. I won't finger myself. I'm like, but she's okay. Yeah. But when a dude fingers me, oh my god, yeah. I saw him popping. Mm-hmm. That's why I think, like, I just rub myself for, like, a minute, because a dude can, like, P-O-E with, like, two digits.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh!
Yeah, well, you are also blessed with being able to come super easily.
Yeah, I know, but that's why I think I have, like, weird masturbation
problems. Yeah.
We're all getting to the root of this.
Let's get to the root of our masturbation.
Therapy.
What does your masturbation say about you?
What does your masturbation
That's
say
the title
about
of this.
Oh, and we've that come full circle, I think. Yeah. You think we should go with that?
I think so.
What does your masturbation say about you? Good vibrations? Does it say you're feeling yourself?
I'm feeling myself. Right. Depends on what you're doing.
Does it say that you come way too quickly, and so now
there's
you can't
no
master
right? No such thing. You do what you do.
Because, like, damn, yeah, I like just getting fingered. There are times where ovulation Eileen comes and takes over, and I just want to mate and fuck over and over, and there's no way, there's no human possible way that one dick can fuck me that many times. So I'm very content to be, like, fucked and then be, like, vigorously fingered.
Yeah. Back and forth.
Yeah, alternating.
Like, you know how you like to alternate sweet and salty food?
You like to alternate
fingers and dicks.
Fingers and dicks. Fingers and dicks.
I totally agree with that sentiment.
Oh my god, I think every woman in this world can understand. Unless they're not into dicks, and it could be like, Fingers and lips.
Scissoring.
Tripping.
Tripping.
Fingers and trips.
Yep.
Oh, no, actually, my god. I kind of want to try tripping, but I don't.
Oh. No, I don't think I want to.
I don't want to be with a woman, but I want to try tripping. Like,
you have to try it, I guess. You got to follow
Is there, like, an artificial woman post that I can do it on? So I don't have
like
to.
Oh, a toy?
Yeah.
Yes, a tripping toy.
Oh, we invented something. Like, it would just be like, well, it would just they basically be like a mold of a chicken. You would like
you
rub.
You know what?
Can't see my pantomime right now, but you put her legs in scissoring of your legs and you would just rub yourself against this rubber thing.
Yep. I think they would make that because I went to one of those sex toy parties. And they had a vagina that suctions to your shower, so you can fuck it while you're in the shower.
Convenient.
It's for men. It's a nice gift.
That is a nice gift.
Get it for your boyfriend. You know?
This is totally an unrelated story, but I would love to share it because it's my right. I don't know, fucking life. Podcast. But like one time, me and my sister went to a sex store because I was like, I need to look for these. I forgot. Like, it's like certain heels or something. And we go there. First of all, she ended up buying a fucking like pussy in a cup to give to her boyfriend.
That's funny.
One of those like fake pussies.
Oh yeah, but you can actually.
She was like, I think he mentioned he wanted one of these, and so she bought him one, and it was like buy one get one. So she got him like two different colors or something.
Aww.
And then, but anyway, that aside, the funny thing is, we were like driving up to the to the sex store, and there was a dude on a bike who turned around and looked at our car and was like, "Hey, ladies!" And my sister freaked out, and she was like, "Oh my god!" Because he was like right next to the parking lot, and she didn't want to like get out with him there, and so she just quickly turned the car and kept driving in a circle. And then she's like, "I don't know, it was weird. I'm just like nervous. I don't want to like be in the same parking lot as him. He seemed really creepy." And then as we're driving back around the circle, he's driving the opposite direction and he waves at us again. And so we just finally like drive around like one more time until we lose him. And then we were in the store and we sort of mentioned it to the guy who was selling all this, you know, who's at the counter. Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Oh, yeah, that guy, you know, he's a regular. He's just..."
So fucked up. Oh, yeah.
He's like,
we get that a lot.
He means, you know, he means well. He doesn't, doesn't know any better.
Yeah.
It's a dumb fuck. Yeah. But anyway.
But yeah.
I thought it was relevant. Toys.
Yeah. Something. It's relevant. I think we just invented a new product.
The tripping machine. We really need to get on that if we were, like, to make a tripper prize. Mm-hmm. Like an enterprise.
A tripper prize.
I think I don't know what the name of the episode should be. Like, it should be, like, bitches be tripping.
Bitches be tripping.
Or, like, the invention. we invent a sex toy.
I think it's funny that we have to name this podcast. And people will listen to it, and it'll be a certain name, and we don't even know what that is yet. But they're going to hear it talked about in the episode and be like, "Oh, that I chose that one."
No. No, we don't have to. We can just, like, episode 5.
Yeah.
Express yourself and touch yourself or use toys on yourself. I tried a butt plug
recently. Closing number.
I know, right? I should leave it there. I was going to talk about a butt plug, but...
Yeah. I mean...
Yeah, I think that...
You can always talk about a butt plug. I don't know. I was thinking that
butt plug.
What I was thinking of is that I've watched gay porn. So I want to add that to the list. I was just curious about what it was like.
Like,
two men.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
It was cool. I liked it. I thought it was, like, cool to watch.
I kind of, maybe like, I'll watch them good. Tonight, too.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I kind of like the way a man's ass looks when he's, like, pounding someone. And then, I like to see a sexy man's ass. And so, I would like to see a sexy man's ass as it's getting pounded
by another man.
I'm just rolling this. I'm sorry. Loud. But, yeah. I would like to see that. I'll do that. Well, speaking of, I don't know. I tried the butt plug. It didn't work. It popped out. That's the story.
That's so funny.
It was in there for like a second.
So you're not a fan of the butt plug.
It wasn't bad. I mean, I was like, look, it's like, but constructing then it things. Out. And then it went, and then, and then my boyfriend like put his thumb over it. Like it was like an oil well.
Oh my God.
That is well
amazing.
Anyway, we'll figure out the name of this. I think this is really fun.
Yep, this is
good. Yeah, this is a really fun time. But I don't know. The moral of the story is like, go touch yourself. What was my song that I sang?
Oh, great! It was
express yourself and touch yourself.
Good vibrations.
Or use other things to stimulate yourself.
Masturbatory.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one.
And yep.
Okay. Masturbatory experience. We'll catch you guys next month. Say goodbye, Drew.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to Two Girls, One Joint.
Keep it real, friends.
For more episodes of Two Girls, One Joint, subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, TuneIn, Podomatic, and audio.aoas21.com. You can support this podcast either by buying an ad through AdvertiseCast or on the AOIS21 page on Patreon.
Copyright 2018, AS21 Media, LLC. All rights reserved. AS21 Media. What do you want your story to be?